USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez skips her inaugural address in the Bronx, continuing to take aim at Amazon, which she's accused of creating dehumanizing conditions for its employees.
We do not have to settle for scraps in the greatest city in the world. We deserve more, and we can ask for more, and if people don't want to negotiate, that's their problem, not ours.
Ocasio-Cortez and others like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders were quick to take victory laps over the retailer's sudden decision not to put a planned $2.5 billion headquarters in New York, along with a promised 25,000 jobs. Others, like New York Democratic Representative Carolyn Maloney, has slammed Ocasio-Cortez for working against Amazon.
It used to be that we would protest wars. Now we're protesting jobs. If this had gone through, it would have made overnight New York City the high-tech capital of the East Coast.
Maloney making her comments to CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Vice President Joe Biden at the Transatlantic Commission on Election Integrity in Munich to talk about how legitimacy is undermined by malicious actors. Biden was asked about whether or not he'll be running in 2020 for president.
I haven't reached a decision. I'm in the process of doing that, and I will, in the near term, let everyone know what that decision is. I think there is sufficient amount of time to do that, and I think that we have a tendency, particularly in the states, to start the whole election process much too early.
Biden assured political leaders and security experts gathered in Germany that the U.S. will remain committed to its allies. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar hit the campaign trail Saturday, nearly a week after announcing her bid for the presidency. She's already had several events in Wisconsin and Iowa this weekend. Vigils are being planned for the five deceased victims of a workplace mass shooting in West Suburban Aurora, Illinois, Friday. All five were named Saturday by Aurora's police chief. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Congress voted Thursday for a negotiated budget that did not include the president's requested funding for border security. In the Democratic Weekly Address, Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy talks about the bipartisan agreement.
This week, Republicans and Democrats from both the House and the Senate came together. We ignored the distractions and the tweet storms coming from the White House, and we reached an agreement to fund our government and make responsible investments in the American people. It's not the agreement any one of us would have reached by ourselves, but it's a good agreement.
As far as the president's decision to declare a national emergency to get its funding, Leahy says there is no national emergency, and no one who subscribes to reality can claim otherwise. Earlier this week, President Trump was asked by reporters if his decision to declare a national emergency was influenced by talk show hosts. Trump said they don't make policy, but he then praised his favorites.
Sean Hannity has been a terrific, terrific supporter of what I do, not of me. If I changed my views, he wouldn't be with me. Rush Limbaugh, I think he's a great guy. He's a guy who can speak for 3 hours without a phone call. Try doing that sometime. He's got one of the biggest audiences in the history of the world. I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
Conservative author Ann Coulter, an early Trump supporter, has now called the president the biggest wimp ever to serve as president of the United States, accusing him of capitulating to Democrats over the wall debate. Trump says he hardly knows her and dismissed her criticism, saying it was more misunderstanding than animus. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.